You are now listening to We're Having Fun on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Hello, welcome to the radio. If you're just tuning in, I'm gonna go turn off the AC. 1 second. There we go. Sorry about that. I never realize it's on until I get on air and hear it through the headphones. It's so nice in here and it is so hot out. I can't do it. I don't have AC. Yesterday was nice. I mean, given it did rain, which was also nice, but yesterday was like below 90 degrees, which was nice. But yeah, now we're climbing back up. Apparently, today's supposed to be the hottest of the week, I think. I think tomorrow's going to be better. I think tomorrow's going to be in the 80s. That's what yesterday's forecast told me. It could have changed. I don't know. We're not totally up to date here on 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is We're Having Fun, by the way. This is the show I do almost once a week. On average, a little less than once a week, I'd say. But you know what? That's not bad, because most shows skip a week or whatever, and I've just happened to skip, you know, 4 to 5. So if I seem a bit flustered right now, it's because I had a plan for this show. Not guests or anything, of course, but... I had a plan to spin some vinyl for the first time, because I've never done that before. I had a record I was going to play. I was going to play some Animal Collective, and I was very excited to do so. But unfortunately, the turntable I was planning on using is not good. It is not good. The sound only comes out of one channel, only comes out the left channel. And it spins, doesn't spin fast enough, so it's slightly out of tune, which would bother me. And, yeah, I'm not gonna put up with that for this show. There are other turntables in the studio, however, I don't know, they're part of the DJ sort of setup, and I don't really know how to work that. So, it'll have to hold off till next week. I should know how to work them by now, but I'll go home. I'll watch some tutorials I'll watch some training videos and get to get a feel for it, sort of get a sense of how they work. I'll come back next week, guns a-blazing, ready to spin some, I don't know, I've been getting into some vinyl, I've been getting into collecting vinyl lately, and I don't know, I just thought it'd be a fun thing to do, but apparently not. Well, I'm sure it is, but, I'm just incapable of it at the moment. Or this turntable is incapable. I'm pretty much putting it on the turntable. I'm kind of curious as to whether, like, so when turntables, I assume when turntables, after they've been used for a while, the RPM starts to slow down, starts to decrease slightly. So therefore the songs will be slightly out of tune, but I'm wondering if people notice that. I noticed that. But I'm wondering if that's like an absolute pitch thing, or if like, if a song is in a different key, would people notice it? Like if it was a song you knew particularly well, would you not detect a difference in key? Like if a band were to play it live, would you, I don't know. Cause sometimes I'll be at a concert and then like, I don't know. I'll hear like an opening chord. Although there's a lot more that goes into a chord than just its, you know, its key, or the chord. I guess the notes in the chord itself. You know, there's timbre and effects and stuff that would all mark it as that would all sort of, I guess, make it characteristic of a particular song. But you know, I feel like I'll hear like a chord. Like when I saw Smash Mouth. All right, bad example. When I saw Smash Mouth a few weeks ago. They started with this like sort of reggae riff that was in I forget what key it was in. I think it was G. Yeah, it was G. It was G major. They were just doing this reggae-ish riff in G major. And I was like, oh wait, are they gonna play Roadman? Like, this isn't how it starts, but like I think they're gonna play Roadman. This is crazy. And then but like I wasn't sure because they were like doing this sort of riffing thing. They weren't going right into the song. Also, it's more of a deep cut that people don't know. So a Smash Mouth deep cut, fancy that. But yeah, and then they went into it. And I was like, oh well, I knew that was coming up, but you know, I don't know. Would someone else who was familiar with Smash Mouth's repertoire but not have absolute pitch, would they know that? I don't know. My point is, I'm wondering if, like, and say, like, you had, like, a turntable that was, this is the most I've ever talked on the show without guests, but I'm going to keep going because I think this is interesting. If someone had a turntable, like, say they took a, someone inherited a turntable from a relative, they were given a turntable, but that turntable was slightly out of tune. It's an oldie, so it spun a bit slower than is ideal, therefore the songs are a bit flatter than ideal. Would there be a difference? Or well, of course, that's what I mean. Would the listener detect a difference? Like, and say they also inherited a bunch of records they weren't familiar to. They would listen to those records and just think, oh, these songs are in this key, when in reality they're higher, you know? Or, you know, say it's for some reason the turntable spun faster. They'd think the songs were faster and in a sharper key. Which is like kind of mind-blowing to me, how like your perception of I never had that. I've always listened to music in a digital format, and so I've never had that issue. You know, I don't have to worry about music slowing up or slowing down or whatever. So every song I've listened to it's always been digital. It's always been pretty exact. It's always been, you know, exactly what the artist intended when they recorded the song. But you know, with vinyl, it's like you get your crackles and you have to flip the record and you gotta you know, you just have all these disruptions in audio quality. I'm not, you know, I don't mean to talk down about vinyl. I love it. It's a lot of fun to collect, but I'm just saying, like, there are imperfections that will affect your perception of the music. which is, I don't know, I just find that super fascinating, and it's something that my generation doesn't really have to deal with. But I feel like it's something that the previous generations have sort of taken for granted. And even like cassettes, like that wasn't an issue, I don't think. I'm pretty sure that wasn't an issue. It was really just a vinyl thing and problems with the technology. It showed how the technology sort of shaped, I don't know, our perception of songs and whatever. So I don't know. I'm very curious about that. And like I've asked people about that, and I don't know, it's hard to ask questions about these kind of questions without people sort of taking offense and sort of, not taking offense, but like feeling like I'm talking down or whatever. I'm like, how do you guys, without, you know, this ability, how do you perceive it? You know, it's like, I don't know. It feels sort of condescending when I don't mean it to. I don't intend it to. I guess I could phrase it differently, whatever. But like, I don't know. I just find that super interesting. Maybe I should just Google it. Because I just find that to be a very cool topic and whatnot. Yeah, so my point is, the point of all this is, I don't really have a plan, because I was planning on spinning this record. I even came in early to just make sure everything was in check and stuff, and, you know, I thought the turntable would be up to, be in tip-top shape, but apparently not. I don't know, maybe I'm just taking that for granted, the fact that I was given a nice record player, and I'm very fortunate and grateful for that. Maybe I'm just taking that for granted. Maybe most record players work like this. I don't know, but that would drive me crazy. You know, because most of the records I buy, all the records I buy are records I like, and so I know how those songs are supposed to sound, and if they sound out of key, I'm not going to want to listen to them. You know. Although it is kind of fun to hit the 45 RPM button on a 33 RPM record and just hear it go really fast. That's kind of fun. It's like what you do in YouTube videos. The YouTube videos are slightly different. But the point is, I don't really have a plan for this show. I can try to pick some particularly long songs off the cuff. However, I'm pretty sure my transitions won't be up to par with my previous work, considering that I haven't had time to prep them and plan it out or anything like that. Because there's a lot that goes into this process of planning things out. Let's see how many listeners I've lost. Let's see. Thank you, motorcycle in the background, for a limit, for keeping me away from dead air territory. 7. All right. I don't know how many you lost because I didn't check at the beginning, but I assume it probably wasn't much more than that, considering it's been all autoplay since like 8 a.m. And I'm the first one to come in here. It's kind of funny because there's no one before me. There's no one after me. So I'm just kind of it's very loose, very, very lax. Programming. If you want to call in, if you're interested in calling in, maybe explain to me. So maybe some of you older folks who have more experience with this are willing to call in. The number is 855-915-WMFO. It's 855-915-9636. Local number is 781-350-3264. I think that's how DJs would say it. They combine those numbers. Okay. Well, I can try my best to choose some songs. I'll choose a particularly long song. My dad is giving me suggestions as well as we speak. That first song, too. That was Yes with called The Fish off of Fragile, one of my favorite albums by them. Big fan of that band, as dorky as they are. They pioneered the dorkiness of the progressive rock genre, but I don't care because they're really good. Super good. I have Close to the Edge on vinyl, actually. It's hard to find. I don't know. Also, like, another thing, I found Close to the Edge for like $10 used. I was like, yes, I'm going to get this. So I bought it, and later I found in another store, I found it new. I found a copy of Close to the Edge new, more than twice as much, but like, I was like, will this sound better? I've listened to Close to the Edge I've listened to the copy I have a few times on vinyl, and it sounds fine. I'm not sure, but it definitely sounds lower quality than the newer vinyl records that I have. And I'm not sure if that's due to the recording technology, the fact that it wasn't that's not like a remastered thing, or if it's because it is used. I don't know. So I'm sort of debating whether I should buy a new copy of that, because this is one of my favorite albums ever, so I'm just like don't know. I'm just trying to figure out what I want to do. But my dad's suggesting War Yes, and if it's on Spotify, I'll play it. Let's see. Uh-oh. Wi-Fi's not working. Come on. Ugh. This is annoying. This is what happens when you don't really have a plan, but it's fine, because I've done this before. Well, I don't think I've ever talked as much. It's kind of nice. Spotify's just acting up. Just give me 1 second. Go to Yes Songs. Come on. There we go. All right. Okay. I have some relatively lengthy suggestions from my dad, which I am happy to play. It could just be all my dad request hour, because that seems like where this is heading. And I'm completely fine with that, too. Yeah. How about some live music, huh? How about some more Yes here? And we're having fun on 91.5. WMFO.
Come on.
Yes. With Siberian Cat Drew. Off of Yes Songs, a request from my dad. Now he told me to check out, which I will, because that's cool. I've seen them live, but I've never heard that, this album before. But yeah, it's really cool how they do, how they arrange it and how they change it up, in a live setting, like, especially how they ended it. Love that ending. That's a cool ending. Super tight, as well. The drummer on that song, I think for most of the songs on that album, is not the one who appears on Fragile or Close to the Edge. It's not Bill Bruford, who is one of my favorites. He's an incredible drummer who left Yes after Close to the Edge because apparently the recording sessions were like nightmarish, but it was for him. But yeah, so that's the new drummer, Alan White. I did some research. Yeah, but Alan White is the new drummer, and he's a different style, but still real great, very driving. I like it. Yeah, and also there is the intro track, which is an excerpt from the Firebird Suite. Yeah, so that's cool. I don't know who composed that. Stravinsky did. Yeah, but that's what you heard before the other song. Anyway, yeah. Oh, you know what I gotta do? I gotta read one of these things. See, I usually have this all planned out. It's all set, but it's alright. I like the cuff nature of the show. What's gonna happen? You don't know. Jamie might forget to read a PSA, but he didn't. I've already read all the Museum of Science ones. I wanna read those again. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money, too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending upon the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can be faster, or can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're going to get good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk to where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air just for an extra 15 minutes of your time, and that's a real healthy deal. A public service message from WMFO Medford, Tufts Educational Radio, and there's this weird, like, anime picture above the PSA, which doesn't really match it that well. I don't really know who makes these PSAs, but that's none of my business. I just read them. Okay, well, I have some other songs that I'd like to play, and hopefully you enjoy them. Oh, it's already on there. Okay, cool. How about some Sufjan Stevens on 91.5 WMFO Medford? We're having fun.
Where have your
preoccupations. We're having fun. 91.5 WMFO Medford. With Degraded, the edited version, a single, the latest single off of the new Preoccupations album, which is coming out in November of this year. Very excited because Preoccupations, formerly known as Viet Cong, released my favorite album of last year. Yeah, favorite album of last year. Huge fan, and I'm very excited to see what they're going to conjure up again this year. Or maybe, no, was it last year? Yeah, it was. Yeah. Excited to see what they're going to come up with this year. Although, I'm a bit hesitant because the first song they released, Anxiety, wasn't a huge fan of, honestly. And that's the opening track to the album. Not a big fan of that song. Not a bad song, it didn't really do it for me. The lyrics are kind of cheesy and, I don't know, just didn't really build or anything. It's not the kind of song I enjoy. But this song, Degraded, I've been listening to nonstop since it came out like a month and a half ago. And I can't stop listening to it. It's so good. I love it. There's just something about it that really gets me. It's very groovy. It's pretty different from what they did on... there's some similarities, but it's kind of different. It feels different from what they did on their past album. So, I don't know. I'm just excited to see where it goes. Seems like they're going for like a darker sound. I feel like. And before that, Come On, Feel the Illinois. Sufjan Stevens off Illinois. The first record I ever bought. One of the first vinyl records I ever bought. Because I remember I had Jury Duty one day, and it was like four and a half hours of off of just sitting around doing nothing, and I got dismissed and I was so happy. I went to Newberry Comics and I got In Rainbows and this special edition Blue Marvel edition version of Illinois, and I'm very happy with it. Sounds great, and it looks good too. So got one more song for you guys, another request from my dad. Some Chick Corea. Well, not technically Chick Corea, but Chick Corea is involved, I would say, for sure. Some Return to Forever. 191.5 WMFO. Thank you.
Thank you.
Return to Forever on 91.5 WMFO Medford. That was Chick Corea with his band, one of his many bands, Return to Forever, with The Romantic Warrior off of Romantic Warrior. Request from my dad, and the great song off of a great album. I really enjoy it. Great, I'm going to go. I got some stuff to do, got some places to be, but keep it tuned right here at 91.5 WMFO Medford. We got plenty of music coming up. I'm going to queue up one last song on Rivendell for you guys. Hope you enjoy it. And I will be back next week. Peace.